Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Lance along with Dell for the next 3 hours here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. I am in L.A., headed back to Houston next week. Lance is in Dallas, and Dell is in studio. And off we go here on this Friday. What are you doing up in Dallas?
O-Line Mastermind Clinic. It's an annual offensive line event where Duke Mannyweather, who is a trainer out of Dallas, and Lane Johnson put together something to, you know, bring in all the offensive linemen. Like, there's a ton of college football offensive linemen, guys like Kevin Mawai, Joe Thomas, Hall of Famers come and they speak on a panel. It's pretty cool. It's a lot of stuff. So I wanted to bring my son Alec, who is doing a lot of offensive line stuff with Alabama, and we got to sit and talk for a while to the new general manager of the Jacksonville Jaguars. James Gladstone was here, and Tony Boselli introduced me to him. He's like, "You and John are still doing a radio show?" I said, "Yeah, Tony, we're still doing a radio show." Mm-hmm. And of course, Tony's one of those, you know, 230-pound offensive linemen now.
Right.
Looks great. But we talked a little bit about Texan stuff. I'll tell you some of that stuff a little bit later on. So, yeah, it's like a three-day thing. Oh, I got a story last night. I did something. Well, I'll just tell you now. I mean, it's not like we have Astros. So have you ever taken a dip, John? Have you ever had a dip of tobacco?
Yeah, gross.
It's terrible.
It's awful.
I did it once when I was a freshman in college.
Me too. I puked.
I came back to my buddy Clint, who went to Texas A&M. You know, he was, because he went to A&M, you know, I guess he was dipping, because as a freshman at A&M, I think you have to do that.
You
I'm
do.
Not sure.
Yeah, no, it's on your prospectus.
Yeah, I think it's one of your classes.
Right.
Anyway, I came back from Tulane, and I flew back in, and I was flying back to visit. I think it was the first time coming back to Texas to visit. And he picked me up at the airport. He goes, and I don't know. I said, let me get some of that. He goes, oh, okay. So I put it, you know, I'm like, yeah, because I'm cool too. And so I put it in there, tucked it in there. And it took, I don't know, maybe 4 minutes before I had to have him pull over, and I'm throwing up outside the car. Mm-hmm. And then as I'm throwing up, a transformer blows, just boom. And I hear this loud explosion. I'm throwing up. There's a loud explosion. Could have been anything. And all of a sudden I hear thud, and it's a dead bird right by my head. And then I hear, and it's about 40 dead birds all falling that have been electrocuted as I'm continuing to vomit out this spit juice or whatever it was that made me throw up.
So your
terrible.
Vomit didn't
had,
cause these
I had
birds,
cold
the
sweat.
Transformer.
Yeah, it was cold. So I had a cold sweat. It took me a while to recover from that. Mm. Yesterday, I'm at dinner. I had already eaten this terrible quinoa and chickpea burger. It was one of the worst orders I've ever had at the hotel, because I didn't get to eat lunch because I talked all the way through it with Gladstone. So me and my son, we grab something real quick to eat at about 3 o'clock. And then I get a text from Duke Mannyweather, the organizer. Hey, we're all going to have dinner at this place called D Gilbert's or D Little's, or I don't know, some steakhouse here. Not D's. No, it was not called D's.
D's?
We did not have dinner at D's. Okay?
You sure he wasn't messing with you, saying, hey, you want to have dinner at D's?
No, it's like called D Little's or something like that.
Okay.
And so
D's Little?
Yeah, no. No, it was a very specific name, and there was no Z in it.
Okay.
And so I go in there, so we're in a little private room, and it's like me and Aaron Taylor and Jeff Schwartz and guys from the Joe Moore Award, Brandon Thorne, Duke. And so my son wasn't invited. He had to stay back, and he's a picky eater anyway, although it's a steakhouse. I'm kind of full. I don't really order much. And one of the guys there is a guy named Brian Allen, and Brian introduces himself to me, and he was an offensive lineman at Michigan State, played for the Rams until he had a shoulder injury or knee injury that kind of short-circuited his career. This guy's got a little bit of he's funny, but he's got a little – like he's got some smart ass in him, a lot of smart ass in him. And he goes, Lance Serlein, I know you. I'm like, oh, boy, here we go.
What'd you write about him?
Wrote the scouting report. He goes, you said I was going to be a career backup. 52 starts. Like, okay. Here we go. But he was cool. I pulled up the scouting report. I said, look at this. Look at all these positive things I say. He goes, no, you were pretty accurate, except about the career backup part. And I said, well, that's just something they put in there. It's not really me so much. So anyway.
That was my editor.
Yeah, his editor more than anything. Wow. So anyway, we're talking, and he's pretty funny, and I'm just listening to most of the stories. And he gets this pouch out, and he starts putting in these Zins. You know, Zins like a,
you know
what that is.
They're
you
all
see
on
him.
Zin
I'm
now.
Sure everyone's doing the Zin,
yeah.
Right? It's right. The I saw Dell the other day.
What number was it? 3.
There's
six.
A number.
Yeah, there's numbers on it. Yeah, you got to be.
Oh,
careful.
I had no idea.
Yeah. Right.
I thought they were just Zins.
No,
what do you mean
you go
numbers?
Up in number. As you do more, you go up in number. You know, you
it's
start
pure
at
nicotine.
Like 3 and then go and then you go up, right?
It's a pouch of pure nicotine. You put it in like it's a dip, but there's no mess or whatever.
Right.
And I said, Is that the Zine stuff? He goes, yeah, Zen. That's what it is. He goes, pure nicotine, it's great. He goes, you want one? I said, no, I was telling the story. He goes, let me tell you something. You need to try this. It's great. It's pure nicotine. You'll get a little buzz from it. It's going to be fine, Lance. You got to get back on that horse. And I said, I was never really on the horse per se. He said, get it going. Let's go. You got to do this. You got to get, this is your rite of passage. And like an idiot, I said, all right.
Dumb.
So he goes, just tuck it in there. Everything's going to be fine. He goes, and if there's a problem, just take it out. And like the whole feeling's going to wear off in about 30 seconds. No big deal. I'm like, all right. I put it in. I'm like, what am I doing? What am I? 16? Is this peer pressure?
Peer pressure.
I mean, so I put it, just tuck it in there. And I'm sitting there talking. I'm like, yeah, there's nothing. I don't feel anything. There's no nicotine. I don't even know what he's talking about. And, it may have been a high number. That may have been a Zin with a high number. Because then I start talking. Then I'm like, this is feeling. I feel like I'm sweating a little bit. And I keep talking, and then there's a guy next to me. And I'm like, you know what? I think Brian's going to see that I'm sweating. So I start talking to the guy next to me who's a sports performance guy. And I start talking to him, and I realize, I'm not feeling great at all. And I sneaked the little Zin out of my mouth because I couldn't let him see it. So I sneak it out, and I just said, and I started asking the guy questions that would require long answers just so I could sit there and just sweat it out. And I'm starting to, like, sweat all over. And I'm like, this cannot be happening again. And I'm feeling not great. And I'm sitting there listening to it, but I'm barely listening to his answers. I'm just hoping he keeps talking until this stuff wears off. And it didn't wear off in 30 seconds. He was lying. He was completely lying. So at some point, as I continue to sweat, I'm listening, and I said, hey, I got to make a phone call real quick. And I get, and I'd already had, you know, a couple old fashions, wolf those things down pretty quick. And so I'm like, I got to go to the bathroom and hide for a while until this thing wears off. And so I went in there, and I went in there tucked away in a little stall. And I'm like, yeah, this has got to go away. Finally started going away. When I went back out there, they were all gone. They had already left. Duke paid for the bill, so everyone was already gone. Luckily, I had my car. Didn't get to say bye to anybody. I just ducked out. Who knows how long I was in there. I don't feel like I was in there that long, but might have been a good 10 minutes sweat. And then I still felt like total dog turds.
Well, you don't
until
do,
I.
What is wrong?
What am I
with
doing?
You?
What am I doing with this Zen? What am I doing?
When we went a couple of weeks ago and we went on that golf trip, one guy was trying to, and he got one of our boys who doesn't do it. He started doing it, and we're drinking all day, and he's doing the Zen thing. And he said, all right, that's enough of this. Ugh, it just the feeling you got to get your body. Yeah, that was dumb.
It was dumb.
You let the peer pressure get to you.
I let him bully me.
That's right. You bet. You get
and
bullied.
I told Ballard. I texted Ballard because Ballard loves bullying stuff. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, dude, I just got bullied by an offensive lineman into doing this Zen, and now I feel like total crap. He goes, you're in a bathroom hiding because of Zen? You're soft. So then he bullied me on a text. And I'm like, yeah, I'm never doing this. I'm never doing this ever again. And I didn't know there were numbers. And based on his personality, I guarantee it was a high number.
Yep. All right. We are here. It's a holiday show.
There were some ugly things being said about a University of Texas football player, too.
Oh, my
table.
God. Why would you anybody say
I almost didn't stand for it. I almost said,
do
you know who my wife is? I will not stand here and listen to this filth and flarn coming out of your mouth about that Texas player.
Oh, my God. Please don't.
I'll text you and Dell what was said.
We're not doing that. Oh, my God. No, you can't even say it?
No. Oh, no. No. I don't want to get sued.
Oh, my God. All right.
Oh, yeah.
713-780-3776. Getting the show started. The Astros were off yesterday, but how about they're bringing up Bryce Matthews? Another debut. What were the yesterday? Seven, Dell? We had seven debuts for the Astros this season. This will be number eight. Bryce Matthews, their number one prospect, coming up. All of these guys that they are bringing up this year, I would imagine there are very few that they planned on, oh, yeah, we got to get this guy up as soon as possible. I don't think this was not part of the plan for Bryce Matthews, but here he is. He'll be in the lineup tonight, hopefully. We got a nice series. We got McCullers versus Leiter. We got Fromber versus DeGrom. And then we got Hunter versus Eovaldi. So we got a nice series this weekend in which you're going to try it. You got to get back on that horse after getting swept by them Guardians, and you got to get back up there. You got a seven game, despite being swept, you still got a seven game lead over the Mariners in the division as we head into the final weekend before the All-Star break. And as we mentioned yesterday, Hunter Brown was replaced on the All-Star team because he's going to pitch on Sunday, so he is not going to be pitching. He'll be there, but he won't be pitching in the game. He's been replaced. So we got it. Lance, we talked about this a little bit yesterday, but you got to give it up for the kid. The kid has a chance to be on the big stage on Tuesday night in the All-Star game, and instead he's doing it for his team on Sunday when he wasn't even scheduled to start, but he's not going on 4 days rest, and he's going to start on Sunday. And, you know, that's just a team guy because he says, you know what? The team is more important than me pitching in the All-Star game.
Yeah, I think it's awesome that they're getting one more start out of Fromber and Hunter before the break. That's terrific. More Fromber, less of other – I mean, I'm sorry, more Hunter, less of other people. It's a good thing. You know what? Get back on the horse before the All-Star game. You don't want to leave the first half with a bad taste in your mouth, so I think it's awesome. And does speak to the fact that, I mean, he's fully aware that, you know, his bread is butter with this team winning a division championship.
Yeah. And
he gets to be celebrated. I mean, that's the main thing, you know.
And
he'll make another one.
Yeah, well, coming into this game, you wanted to pitch against Cleveland because they were so awful offensively. And, you know, the Mariners and the Rangers are too, but you never know. I mean, especially after what happened, the Hunter's start against the Guardians last time. So, yeah, he does. He wants to get back on that horse. He wants to start again. He wants to get that bad taste out of his mouth of what happened against the Guardians earlier this week. So here we go. We are off and running here on this Friday morning. If you want to get in, 713-780-3776. Right now, I'm talking about Jason Brinkman and the Brinkman Quality Roofing. Brinkman Quality, its quality is in the name because it's what they've been doing for over 50 years
in the area, right? It is about quality. It is about workmanship. It's about everything roof. Well, I also do siding. But if you've got any kind of damage whatsoever, you call them. But if you don't have damage, if you look up at your roof, if you haven't done anything about your roof in quite a while, then you need to call them too. Because you need to know that, especially if your insurance is coming up, okay, the insurance company not going to insure you and your house if your roof hasn't been looked at. I mean, it could be, I'm guilty of it too. 10, what, 5, how long have you lived in this house? 5, 10, 15 years? Have you even looked at the roof? Have you looked up there and see if it's shiny? Because if it's shiny, that's a problem, okay? Because if it is, then you're going to have some problems if you get any storm damage. 844-215-2840. Let Brinkman Quality come to your home, give you either a clean bill of health or fix whatever's wrong. You need that. 844-215-2840 or Brinkman, B-R-I-N-K-M-A-N-N, BrinkmanQuality.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Julian wants to talk about your little story, Lance. What's up, Julian? How you doing?
What's going on, gentlemen? I'm glad that you allowed me to get on the radio today, John.
What are you talking about? Why can't Julian come on?
Talking about stupid 49ers no one cares about.
That's your opinion, brother. So, I think that
really.
He set you up for failure, Lance. He wanted to get back at you. He remembered that scouting report, and he said, you know what? This jackass is not going to know anything about this. I'm about to get
that's
him
what
right
it
now.
Is.
And I bet if you went to the bathroom, he told someone else, look at this guy.
He probably yelled victory out at the table. You're totally right. That was a setup. That was a setup. He goes, I'm going to give him a Zen 10.
Y'all have a good day, man.
Yeah.
You know what? Yeah, I didn't think about that, but that could have been a setup.
It could have been.
Yeah, yeah, threw up a, you need to try. You need to get back on the horse. On the horse?
Yeah,
what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What are you talking about? I'm not hungover.
No.
I've never been on that horse.
No.
Zen. I'm sure you have friends who used to dip who now do Zen.
Yeah.
Is Chad Clay a Zen guy now?
No, he's still a dip guy. Yanni does Zen all the time. He had me pick it up for him once. Hey, when you're out in your way, come pick me up some Zen. I'm like, what the?
He had to give you a number?
Am I your dealer now?
He had to give you a number to pick up?
Let me see if you agree with this. MLB on Fox put this out. See if you agree. Astros all-time lineup. Lance Berkman in left.
This is the worst.
Cesar Cedeno in center. Mm-hmm. Jose Cruz in right.
Okay, first of all, Jose Cruz played left and Lance Berkman played right. So I don't know what they're doing there.
Yeah, right. Bregman at third. Correa at short. Okay, I'm okay
That's
with
fine.
That.
That's fine.
Biggio at second, Bagwell at first.
Okay.
Brad Ausmus behind the plate. Why don't you put Altuve at second and Biggio behind the plate?
Well, because that's not really fair. Biggio's not really a catcher. They got rid of him after 2 years.
He absolutely
and not for very long. That's
so
kind of
what?
Cheating.
He's still the best catcher they ever had.
Well, who would you put a second anyway?
And Jose Altuve is the best second baseman they ever had.
Yeah, Bagwell or Biggio. You can put one at – see, that's what they're doing is they're trying to find a way to – like, did they have – oh, no. They didn't have Yordan on there, and they have Altuve as a DH.
Yeah.
So they didn't want to have to make a tough decision. The tough decision is Yordan's the DH, and Altuve's the second baseman. That's
second
a tough
baseman,
decision.
But how are you leaving –
Yeah, but that's – see, you're trying to get out on a technicality too. Who's the best all-time catcher for the Astros?
Yeah, it's Biggio. It's not
it's
even close.
It's Machete. No, it's not. He didn't even play.
Yeah, he
barely
play
played
catcher.
There. He barely played there. They had to move him because he couldn't. He couldn't.
I don't care. He played catcher, so he's their best all time catcher.
He's not the catcher. He's not. He didn't even have catcher's gear past the age of like 23, 24.
Baloney. He played there a couple years.
You're trying to just find a way. You're trying to video game this and just throw him in a position that he didn't play.
No, and Yordan should be the DH. They got Roy O as the best pitcher ever.
I saw some arguments online. That's not, listen, Roy, I mean,
well,
there's a lot of arguments to be made here.
Who
Roy,
is the best pitcher that ever pitched for the Astros, or who's the Verlander. Best Astros pitcher?
The best pitch ever pitched for him was probably Verlander, based on Cy Young's. I'm not making it Nolan Ryan. I'm saying Verlander. But Roy was a badass. Roy was terrific.
Roy was great. Best relief pitcher is Billy Wagner. I think that is that's dead on. And best manager, A.J. Hinch.
Yeah, I love Cedeño. I think the Cedeño one is a good argument. You know, he played there. CC played there from 70 to 80. So he had 10 years there, longer than George Springer. He had good power, just his power numbers. The Astrodome was like 400 all the way around. It was just a cavern. Super hard to hit home runs, and frankly, all the National League parks back then were much deeper. So, Cesar Cedeño had rare, five tools. So I'm fine with CC getting in at center field. I do think the Roy thing, it is interesting. Some of the arguments that you can have, like if you say no, we're going to have a guy needs to have played at least half of his career at catcher, then where do you put Biggio? Like, do you leave Yordan out? Because Yordan's been terrific in a relatively short period of time. What, his rookie year was 19. This has been 6 years for Yordan, and he's had injuries. Like, you could argue that, you got to make an argument between, like, who would you play in their primes? Who would you play at second base? Altuve or Craig Biggio? Who's a better defensive second baseman?
Well, it's not just defensive, though. It's all around.
No, I know, but if both of them...
Altuve is the greatest Astro ever.
But if you had to play one in the field at second, who are you playing?
In the field?
Uh-huh. Biggio or Altuve? Altuve's quicker.
I think it's
Biggio was rock solid.
I think it's pretty close. I don't know that you're wrong either way. that's not the point. First of all, how many times if you can't put Biggio in at catcher, how can you put Altuve in at DH when he's DH 12 times in his career?
Well, because DH is just not playing in the field.
No, well, okay, that's the same thing. You can't put Biggio at catcher.
Okay, I guess Biggio's not in the all-time Astros team.
Altuve's only DH'd a couple of times.
Okay. Here's what we're going to say. Biggio, not on the all-time Astro team, but Brad Ausmus on.
Yeah, right.
That's immediately exactly delete doing. That. Immediately
that's
just delete that
tweet. That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Dumbest
just delete that tweet.
Yeah. Sorry. Brad Ausmus is not
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out. Probably, maybe Baggy can catch. Maybe. What about Machete? Maybe he's the all-time Astro catcher.
No, he's not the best all-time catcher.
I dare you to ask Dusty.
And he comes up with the bases loaded and he strikes out.
and then they have a strike him out, throw him out in the next inning. And Dusty pumps his fist. And you have to deal with the greatness of the defensive wizard and pitch. Now, it is tough to get around the calling that, when Brad Ausmus started calling games, he was magical. He was a magical game caller.
Yeah. No. It's the hardest.
No one is better at calling games and making pitchers feel comfortable than Brad Ausmus. I had to hear that for years.
Freddie says Tony Eusebio.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I'm good with Tony Eusebio, too.
I'm good with Subi. Nothing gets pulled. Everything's up the middle or to the right.
That's right. And you know what? The Astro Clipper. He's the Astro Clipper.
We've not had great catchers. We have not had a magical historical catchers. Yeah, Carlos was an automatic.
Yeah.
And frankly, it's Carlos and Pena. Like in my entire lifetime, we've had two good shortstops.
Yeah, that's it. In your entire life.
My entire life, I've been an Astros fan since my first game I went to was 5. In my entire lifetime, I've had two good shortstops.
Yeah.
Two good shortstops, and both of them happened after a second marriage. I mean, two good shortstops. Don't tell me Craig Reynolds, he couldn't hit. Don't tell me Rafael Ramirez because he couldn't.
Julio
really
Lugo.
Do anything. No. Wasn't Lugo.
It wasn't Adam Everett. It wasn't Tim Bogar.
I mean, wasn't it was them. Bad. And it was and the bad. Third baseman has been kind of like.
Oh, no, Giovanni Meyer.
He never even. Even Giovanni Meyer couldn't have gotten up even with this team. He was no. so bad. And everybody plays with this team. I'm kind of hyped about Bryce. I didn't realize Bryce Matthews was up.
Yeah, Bryce
I mean,
Matthews.
This is this guy's like a future. Like, this is maybe one of the future core guys. I'm really excited about
this. His OPS in the minors is 876 right now, so.
It's not as high as you'd like, but.
No, 876 is all right. That's pretty good.
It's all right. I mean, well, a lot of minor league guys.
In today's game.
Up in the thousands.
Yeah. In today's game, 876, you're going to get a $30 million a year contract.
Well, in the bigs, not in the minors.
What about, speaking of contracts, what are you doing, Oklahoma City? $287 million now for Jalen Williams. You know what their number is going to be in 4 years?
It's 880. Well, their contracts come out. They're big three because now Chet signed, SGA signed.
I think
Jalen
in
Williams.
4 years, the three of them together are going to make $184 million.
Oh yeah, their contract is this. Just how much is made in the NBA now? We just have to get used to it. It's those three guys are going to make in their career. It's all guaranteed. Almost $900 million total.
I mean, talk and it's only in 4 years. Three, 4 years.
I know. Well, you know, but the conversation, look, we can say whatever we want, and it looks crazy for Devin Booker just signed a two-year deal where he's making $75 million a year. And it's crazy, and you can have discussions about what the average person earns and all that stuff if you want to. But the fact is, they've got a collectively bargained basketball revenue agreement. They're only making a percentage. Like, the players make a percentage of the revenue coming in. So the players may be making, you may have these huge numbers coming in, but they still make only a percentage of the revenue that's coming in, the BRI, basketball-related income. So the owners are making the other side of that. You know, what sucks is all the rates go up for the fans. The fans end up having to foot the bill for a big chunk of this, unfortunately. Well, you know, and that's it's unfortunate that everything gets passed on. It's like basketball tariffs that are getting passed to the fans. Like, well, I guess we got to pay more for hot dogs. I guess we got to pay more for Cokes. I guess we have to pay more for our tickets. Yeah, you do. You're going to. But what were you going to do from a basketball standpoint? Once you won the championship, what were you going to do? The only fight that you had on your hands was not paying Chet max dollars to me, because you saw how good Jalen Williams is. Mm. What were you going to do? This is one of the – you know, this to me, this even shines an even brighter light on Rafael Stone. Like, man, Rafael really did a great job.
What's crazy is a place like Oklahoma City with their limited resources, for business.
Limited fun.
Yeah. And yeah, no. What's crazy is that, a lot of that is going for the team – is going to be, a lot of local businesses that are paying for the front row seats, that are doing signage in the stadium and all of that
signage
stuff.
Deals, yeah.
And Oklahoma City is paying three guys $70 million a year.
You have to, though, pony up to keep guys in Oklahoma City? I mean, well, I don't know. Maybe I'm overstating it, because you don't stay there. You can go live somewhere else in the off season, but it's
God
not
forbid.
Like the coolest city, is it?
Good. No, it's terrible. But Pat and Steffi. But God forbid one of them gets hurt, or when they're getting ball, three of them are getting the crazy money. What are you going to put around them? They're going to be the Lakers. They're going to have three stars and nothing around them. Nothing, because you can't afford. You're not going to be able to afford to put anything around those guys. I mean, I don't know. I get it. You have to. I get you have to, because you just won one. That's it. Thank you. We won a title, so let's just unload. Let's just pay everybody as much as we possibly can.
Well, I don't know. I mean, what are you going to do to keep your team intact? You're going to let your team – what are you going to be, the Miami Marlins, just disband? You're going to tell them to take less? They're not taking less. Although, did Sam Presti even check to see if he could get anything? Did he even fight the fight? Did he just say, what's the very most we can pay? Like, are they going to be able to keep their team? I hope they don't. I hope they break up over this. But, you know, you keep your core. Hey, we're fine. I don't care. Y'all do you. Do whatever you want.
Guess what? Rockets win one, and this is what you got to do. This is what you got to do.
Oh, no. 100%. This is 100%. By the way, the judicial system's breaking down because I've now got the great Christian Becerra, a judge in Fort Bend County, is also weighing in. He just texted and said, put some respect on Tony Eusebio's name as the all-time greatest catcher. Mm-hmm. And I'm like I said, we're fine with Subi at catcher.
Yeah.
He was one of the best hitting catchers. No, he's up in the best hitting catchers of all time.
No. Craig Biggio, best catcher.
Do you not remember his 22-game hitting streak, Subi's incredible hitting streak?
It was.
Remember when we used to call him the Astros Clipper?
Yeah, he was the Astros Clipper. I said that earlier, the Astros Clipper. All right, we got a break, 713-780-3776. I'm talking about Game Day Men's Health. Game Day Men's Health. I love what Game Day Men's Health does for me. And you say, well, is there one near? Yes, there's one near you. There's a Game Day Men's Health near you, okay? Downtown, Jarrett has got a great place on Commerce. Kyle is in Friendswood. Armina is in Katy, okay? Paul in Mount Bellevue. James in NASA in Clear Lake. Connie in Tomball. Angela is in Pearland. You got Angelia, is in Pearland. Ray is in Sugarland. Jeremy in the Woodlands. Kripal in Westchase, Westheimer. And Sean is in Willowbrook, okay? We got 11 locations around, and I say we because I love what Game Day does. I feel like I'm part of the family over there. I just feel like there's care. I feel like the technology. I feel like every one of those has a lab, which is important. The other guys don't. I'm going in on Thursday, as a matter of fact. We're going to check my numbers. They care. They want to see where you're at. They want to make sure that what they're doing is perfect for you. Want to make sure that you're getting to your goals, whatever your goals are. Everybody's goals are different. What are your goals? Well, here's the deal. Game Day Men's Health is going to get you there. They've got the peptides. They've got the testosterone. They've got it all. You're looking for a great way to get that testosterone replacement treatment. GameDayMen'sHealth.com. GameDayMen'sHealth.com.
Houston's only FM sports stations. ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5. We got a pretty good day of tennis here, right? Fritz and Alcaraz?
Yes.
And Sinner and Djokovic?
That's it.
That's a pretty good day. Mm-hmm. We got that during
it's a really
the day.
Good day
we got
for tennis.
Astros Rangers tonight. Nice. Got a good weekend of sports in it's a quiet time. It is a quiet time. There's no question. But at least Wimbledon's been enjoyable. You got the first seed, the second seed, the fifth seed, and the sixth seed. And on the women's side, you got the eighth seed versus the 13th seed for the title. So a bunch of yesterday Anna Samova was able to upset Sabalenka.
By the way, guess who sent me a picture of his? He's got a ticket. Five Star has a ticket on Anna Samova or whatever +4,000 to win it all.
No way, 40-1.
Yes, the 13th seed. Sent it to me the other day. He goes, I think she's got a great shot of getting there. It's either going to be her or Swiatek. Yeah. And they're in the finals. Those two, like I told you, he gambles professionally, and his number one sport is women's tennis. He does that. He does that throughout the year.
Wow.
He gambles on women's tennis. I was just talking tennis with him about the women's side because I knew he knew. He knows everything about all of them. He goes, yeah, she'll start beating herself up mentally, but then she's able. Sabalenka will get it back together. But in this one, and you know what he told me this time? He said that Vegas wants to buy him out of his bet. They can buy him out for $2,400 for his, +4,000 ticket. And he said, and I said, oh, dude, you should do, no, $2,800 plus $2,800. And he goes, I said, you should do that, Five Star. He goes, no, I'm not doing that. He goes, Swiatek played you know, Bencic, and she didn't even give her a good look. It was 6-0, it was 6-2, 6-love or something like that. And that's one of the worst games you can have before a big match. I was always thinking, oh, that would be great to have a terrible. And he said it's the worst thing you could have for a match is for a, you know, headed into a big you know, finals is to not get tested at all. He said she didn't even get tested. Now she's going to think she's better than she is, and she's about to get rolled by. She's about to run into a buzzsaw with Anisimova or whatever her name is. So he's keeping his play, so keep an eye on it.
Wow. We'll see. We'd hedge it. I'd hedge it. At 40-1, I'm hedging.
Me too.
Right now. Yeah, absolutely. But no, but that's
well, why I'm just taking the buyout.
He's a pro, right. Just take it. I got it. I'll take $2,400.
It's a free $2,800? He's like, nope, I want it all. I'm like, okay.
Man, pigs get fed. Come on, five-star.
I know,
star.
But
pigs
he's like, he's
fed.
Really
Hogs
good.
Get slaughtered.
With... And I was okay. even thinking he knew men. He's like, yeah, I don't play men's. He goes, and if you find a men's, or he goes, men's are like, you don't have anyone, no one gets broken in service. But he said, if you ever see a favorite of minus 160, it's a dead solid loser. He said, men's or women's side, never play a favorite of like 150 to 180 because they always lose. He said, you're just giving away free juice.
So we got tennis, we got Astros, we also got Reed Sheppard tonight. Del, let's get the Reed Sheppard sound. The only thing that, because you look at that roster that the Rockets are putting out there, the only thing that matters this summer league is Reed Sheppard. And even
Malik.
And
the great Cougar.
Oh yeah, well Malik Wilson's there too, yeah. But even Rafael Stone said, no, he's gotta play well. Okay? Yeah. No, he needs to play well in the summer league. Yes. We wanna see him. And asked about him, you know, what are they going to do? They want to see him run the offense. They want to see him run the show. They want to see him not only shoot well, but distribute well, be a true point guard. This is what we're all going to be looking at. Tonight they play 9 o'clock Houston time. So there, if you're still up, the Astros will be in, you know, late in the game. You turn on and get over there and see Reed Sheppard. I don't know how long he'll play, but they want to see Reed Sheppard. Reed Sheppard is kind of a big deal. And he was interviewed. What was this on, Del? What was the interview on? Do you remember?
Yeah, he was at Summer League on the ESPN set.
Oh, it was on the ESPN set. And asked about, here it is, talking about how Reed Sheppard was untouchable this offseason.
This offseason, teams inquire with the Rockets, ask about you. The Suns, I was told, asked about you. You were made untouchable in those conversations. So what do you feel when you hear that? What kind of motivation does it give you? How do you feel just about where you stand right now?
Yeah, I think it's really cool. You know, for me, this is my first year dealing with all the offseason, the trades. So it's kind of crazy seeing all of it go down. But like you said, hearing some of that stuff is pretty cool. It gives me a lot of confidence just going into the gym, continue to work on everything I've been working on this summer, just getting better and just really looking forward to the season and trying to help as much as I can.
Is that something like the GM tells you, like, hey, listen, like a team called about you, but we're not trading you, like you're good, you're untouchable? Like, did you hear that verbatim?
No, not really.
All right, so I'm telling you.
No, now
you get to break that news.
That's why he's smiling.
See, this is, I mean, I want that moniker, right? You are untouchable as a player.
No, that is true. I don't know if something would have come along that was incredible. Untouchable, though. I don't know that Reed Sheppard is an untouchable player, but they heard that from
the Phoenix side, though.
Yeah. Well, they didn't want him part of a trade, but
they want to put now.
Let's face
untouchable is different than we're not giving you Reed Sheppard as part of this deal. That's
Amen was untouchable.
Yeah. You're probably right. Like that strikes me as a little strange that Reed Sheppard right now would be untouchable, but not part of the deal. They don't want to move on from him. I get it.
And they got the deal done without putting him in there. So there you go.
He's the Kyle Tucker of the Rockets.
And then if you're the general manager, you can exaggerate it too. He's untouchable.
Especially now, make him feel more confident.
Listen. Oh, so if the Bucks wanted to trade Giannis for Reed Sheppard, no, we're not doing that.
Bye.
Right. So So, but kind of a big deal that Reed Sheppard actually comes through this year. I mean, it certainly would be nice for the number three overall pick. Listen, Israel's a little much. Our listener, Israel, not Israel, the country. Israel, our listener, is a little much in his criticism of Reed Sheppard. But Reed Sheppard, you know, when you are the third overall pick, there should be some expectations. And Reed Sheppard didn't reach him last year. Reed Sheppard wasn't on the floor. Reed Sheppard wasn't good enough. They sent him down. He was too good for the G League, but he wasn't good enough to be in the rotation for the Rockets. And, you know, the number three overall pick usually is a rookie. Usually is. So, I mean, there's been some busts, obviously. We've seen Stromile Swift and, you know, all kinds of, you know, guys who were in the top three that just weren't able to come through. But this is kind of a big deal to Reed Sheppard play well, not only in this summer league, but in the regular season, that you're able to put him on the floor and you know, give Fred some rest. I don't know how you play Fred and Reed Sheppard at the same time. I don't know how you do that.
You can't. Too small.
Too small. But, you know, Reed Sheppard said, I was reading, he said, you know, I've been working out this summer, and the first 40 minutes of practice, of workouts, I didn't touch a basketball. It was all defense. All defense. Work and hopefully some weightlifting.
Maybe some bench press, too, and some squats.
That'd be nice. That'd be nice if you get a little stronger.
You have to get stronger, too.
Yeah. No, he's got to. He does. He absolutely does. But he, you know,
Some Zen pouches.
You don't know. He might. You know what? Zen is legal to give you that buzz.
Fire some Zen in there before you get in the game. See how it goes.
Oh, God. I don't know if you want to go terribly into the game with the nicotine buzz. All right?
Now he'll get cut.
So Reed Sheppard is kind of a big deal. Reed Sheppard playing well in this summer league. Even Rafael said it. He said, no, what are you looking for? I'm looking for him to play well. That's what I'm looking for. I need Reed Sheppard to be good. So it's got a little bit of pressure on Reed Sheppard right now heading into tonight's game. 9 o'clock, by the way. And it's on ESPN, I think. Anyway, we got to talk a little Aqueduct Plumbing Company. That's what we got to talk about right now. Making the brown go down. Whatever it is that you have, whatever problem you have, be it water, be it your shower, and there's a chance that your tankless water heater is built up a lot of resin and residue, and the water's not be able to filter through that as quickly as it possibly could. So you've got a weaker stream. Through your shower head. Well, I don't know how else to put that.
Weak stream, yep.
Weak stream. You don't need a. When was a weak stream any good? Okay.
No, I've never heard that mentioned in a positive light.
No, there's never been. Oh, wow, that's a weak stream you got going on there. No.
Congrats.
It's not. And if your shower head has got a weak stream, call Billy.
Yeah, call them. It's a simple fix for Billy. I mean, these guys knock stuff out all the time, but they can do the major things as well. I mean, a leaky faucet, a leaky shower. I have this happen about every 5 or 6 years, and they will come out and fix it. There's a cartridge that has to be fixed, and I know what it's going to be, and I don't mess with it. I don't know how to do it. It takes a little bit of work. They'll come in and check to see if you have a leak also in your pipes. That's a really big one. If you've got a really excessive water bill, which has been happening lately, make sure that you don't go have them come in and do a hydrostatic test and make sure you don't have a leak underneath your foundation. Because if you do, that's something major and you need to get it fixed. And the only company to fix it for you, I'm telling you, like they did for me, is aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
ESPN 97.5. You are listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 at 92.5, 713-780-3776. If you want to get in here, basically, it is a holiday show because Lance and I are both on the road. Dell's back at the studio. Oh, today, by the way, Pleasure Pier. The boys are going to be out there from noon until 6. So get on out there, and you're going to have a chance to win those e-bikes from Power On e-bike, e-bicycle company. They're giving away two, value of $4,000. All you have to do is sign up at the promo table tonight, and you got a chance to win those. So get on over to the Pleasure Pier between noon and 6 today. Get on over there.
Did you guys go to the poker spot yesterday?
You what?
Did you guys go to the poker spot yesterday?
Who are you talking about?
When are we supposed to go? Aren't we supposed to go to the Texas Card House at some point soon?
Next week.
Oh, it's next week.
John's not even in town. He just said that.
What is wrong with you?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Oh. What am I talking about?
I know.
I figured maybe Dell just went there to play some cards.
Dell might have gone there just to play.
No.
You don't know.
By the way,
I know, actually. I can tell you. No,
I'm pretty sure.
I didn't go there and play cards.
No, you don't know. You might have gone.
I actually do know.
Oh. Well, you might have. You might have thought about it.
All I'm thinking about is Superman. So can we pick this show up a little bit? Let's.
Are you excited about this Superman?
Yes. I love a comic book movie that people seem to like. 82% on Rotten Tomatoes. I'll take it.
Who's Superman this time?
Some random dude you've never heard of. Rando. You might have known his face, but you don't know him.
Marlon Brando.
No, not Marlon Brando.
Rando. I said Rando.
Oh.
Did anyone have a meltdown over this Superman?
Brando was in one of the movies long ago. I don't know. David Cornsweet. He didn't have a name that's great. I'm sure he got made fun of with
David
that name.
David Cornflake?
Sweat. Cornsweet. Cornsweet.
No one knows that.
I want to see Hispanic Superman and watch the entire internet melt down.
Well, that's
all you comic book nerds.
Well, I don't know how you're going to see Hispanic Superman when they tried to do Black Superman, but the head of the studio said, "No, we're not going to do that." So I think we're just sticking with the traditional. No one's looking for Hispanic Superman. I think I don't think anyone's actually pushing.
I am, but I don't care about the franchise. But I'm like, I want to see it. Just let's mix it up a little bit. Let's get Hispanic Superman.
What are you going to name Superwoman?
Superwoman's in this movie.
Oh, we can get a Hispanic Superwoman going.
We did have
now we're talking.
We did have a Hispanic Superwoman.
Brazilian.
We did?
Yeah, in a bad movie, the Flash movie, there was a Hispanic Superwoman.
What about a Hispanic Wonder Woman?
Or Supergirl.
I just say a Latin American Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
What about that?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I know you had Gal Gadot, and she's Israeli. Fine and all that stuff, but what? That's not Latin American.
I know. That's what I'm saying. She was Israeli. She wasn't Latin.
Well, American. How about we get somebody new who really needs to be known into a Latin Wonder Woman costume?
Why are you so interested in a Latin?
You want to know why?
Yes.
Diversity.
When did you start caring about diversity?
I care about it right now, and where I want to start. Yeah, absolutely. Why can't Brazilian Wonder Woman?
If you were so interested in diversity, you should have seen The Flash, because you did have a diverse Superwoman, and you didn't even know.
I'll Google it. I didn't know. Was it worth seeing, Dell? You know what I mean?
No, but you love diversity, so you should have just seen it anyway. Her name is Sasha Calle. Calle. So you can find out about her.
That means street.
Well,
that means she's from the streets. I don't know if she's from the streets.
Don't know if it was pronounced Calle
or the streets.
But Calle. But that's her. She was your Hispanic Superwoman.
Well, if it's not pronounced Calle, then it's not It's not diverse.
Yeah, it's absolutely.
Are you allowed to determine what's diverse and what isn't?
Yeah. If you're C A L L E, you're Calle. Don't tell me it's Cali.
Does it get more diverse?
If you call it Cali. Yes, that's right. If you call it Callie, then I don't want to see her. You know what? John's right. We need a Brazilian. We need a Colombian. Why can't we have Colombian Wonder Woman?
She was Colombian. The actress in question was Colombian.
All right. I'm going to Google it then. I'll look into it then. I didn't realize we had that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, you're so into diversity, you didn't even take
note. Yeah, you don't even know.
Well, not that I care, but for John, what does she look like?
What?
For John, what does she look like?
Don't you have a computer in front of you? Why don't you tell John what she looks like?
I forgot to bring it. I forgot to bring the computer and the Comrex. I'm literally on my phone.
You are? It sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I'm broadcasting Comrex on the FieldTap app. Yeah, the app sounds great. I just don't have my computer here, and I forgot to bring
mine.
The Comrex.
I got all this equipment here, and mine sounds like crap. All right, 713-780-3776.
All right, who would y'all like to see as the new Wonder Woman, Latin American Wonder Woman? Give us a call, 713-780-3776. 3776. It's a holiday show. We're trying to be diverse and really mix up our female stars, our female comic book characters.
Yeah. Hmm. Anything that you want to see, you're more than welcome.
Now, they tried to mix up Snow White, and that was like a big fuss. That didn't work out well.
That didn't work out well at all. No. That
although, hurt. Did it make money? I mean,
no.
I didn't think it probably did.
It got killed.
No. Well, I know that people bombarded.
It wasn't even the critics didn't like the movie.
Nobody liked the movie.
Less so about the star actress in question's personality, whatever you take from that. But the movie itself was just bad. Period. So
it was just bad.
Yeah.
I wasn't going to watch that one either, so it didn't matter.
The premise was stupid. That little girl, that Gal Gadot would be jealous of that little girl. I mean, good
That
Lord.
Little girl, you sound like Curtis from, like, oh, that little girl thinks that she's the queen and we're the sorry people.
Well, she's the sorry
people. She thinks she's going to get rid of all the bacon. I'm going to tell you what, that little girl is saying too many things to me.
Well, I'm sorry, but that I don't even remember her name. I don't know.
Rachel
Curtis.
All I know is the dumbest premise for a movie ever.
Okay, what was
Gal Gadot is so jealous she has to kill that girl. Whatever.
Oh, she was Gal Gadot.
Well, you mean
the
Snow White storyline?
Yeah, that's what it is. Gal Gadot's got to kill that little girl. Like, what? What is the storyline? Oh, just Snow White storyline.
Yeah, yeah.
Gal Gadot is the mirror on the wall or whatever.
Yeah, guess what? She's the mirror said, witch. You, Gal.
Well,
you. Not her.
Well, apparently the mayor didn't, but no one saw it to know. So,
it's impossible to know what happened in the movie. They might.
Is that Disney, by the
whole...
way, John? Was that one of your people's movies?
It was. Snow White is a Disney property. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what y'all get for raising rates on the ESPN app.
Guess what? It hurt. Okay. We took.
So am I going to be? Is it going to cost even more to watch Hulu shows now?
No. Just shut your face about Hulu, this ESPN. From the NFL that's charging everybody $1 billion for
everything.
And
we're giving you a great product, so shut your mouth and just be quiet.
Yeah, like Hulu and ESPN.
Man, my Sunday ticket's almost damn near up to $500.
Yeah, guess what? Yeah, because you're greedy league.
You know why? Because y'all are making bad movies. Thanks for nothing.
Yeah. Congratulations. He's going to criticize Disney. The NFL. Okay. For gouging. Okay.
Yeah, we give a good product.
The NFL's going out of their way to keep contracts down to stop gouging you.
What are you talking about, John?
They're colluding to keep the salary down.
No one says that. No one says that.
They wouldn't even give the results out.
I mean, you got to talk about
a crooked league.
The Epstein list came out before the collusion results did. Okay.
That's right, because it's a ridiculous sentiment that the league would collude. And we're not listening to
that. So that's why they came together with the NFLPA to hide the results?
It's why all those texts were like, hey, make sure you don't pay him.
Wait. Oh, the NFL Players Association allows you to collude?
You guys came together to make sure the results didn't come out. The NFL, your league and the NFLPA decided, hey, this looks really bad. Let's not have the –
First of all, the Players Association doesn't like the NFL.
Well, even still, that's how big of a deal this was.
That's right.
If there was collusion, they would come out, trust me.
No, they actually hid the results.
Why would NFLPA hide anything?
And that's why that guy's got to go. There's a lot of talk about him not being retained now.
They're talking about you guys, you conspiracy theorists there.
It's not a conspiracy.
In L.A. You L.A. conspiracy theorists, people are saying that. It's a conspiracy.
It's not.
What?
The only conspiracy was your league and the NFLPA colluding to keep – not only to keep salaries down, but then to hide that they're keeping salaries down.
I don't know why the Players Association would be involved in it. They don't like you taking anything less than a max contract.
Well, the lead of the NFLPA – has a vested interest in, buying teams. He's part of a group that tries to buy into NFL teams.
I'm not going to listen to all this nonsense. This is all a bunch of hearsay and conjecture.
It's not hearsay.
It's not. It's actual truth.
Yeah, what are you
hearsay
talking about?
Hearsay and conjecture. No one even knows what y'all are talking about. Dell's literally making up stuff.
I am not making it up.
Teams buy a team. And
I'm telling
all of a
sudden, you, the leader, the head of the NFLPA also has a vested interest in investment groups who try
We're literally taking our sport to China, to Brazil.
Communist countries? You're taking your sport to communist countries?
Right. Brazil is not a communist
China
country.
China is.
Favelas. And here's the thing. We're trying to spread our sport globally to let children have a sport to play and little communist children can play football now too, which is the most democratic sport you can possibly have. That's what the NFL is doing. That's what the NFL is doing. So I don't see one problem with the NFL.
It's the dumbest conversation ever. Okay, NFL guy criticizing Disney. Whatever. We got a break. 713-780-3776, the number. Do something different for your fantasy draft this year. Doing it at the Golden Nugget Lake Charles DraftKings Sportsbook. If you haven't been to the DraftKings Sportsbook, it is awesome. And listen, you're going to do it as close as possible to the season. So if you want to do it the weekend before, you got all the college football games that are going to be going on with the DraftKings Sportsbook right there. With the, I don't know how many TVs they've got in the DraftKings Sportsbook. It's ridiculous. It's awesome. So you're going to be able to put up your draft, okay, on the big screen while there's college games going on all over. You've got the casino right there. You got the pool right there. Poker right there. Golf right there. You've got bars right there. You've got concerts right there. Everything you could possibly want. The nightclub, the Blue Martini, everything. How about making your draft, your fantasy draft, something special this year? Get a hold of your guys. See if they can go, all right, the weekend before the NFL season, which is college football weekend, week one. And let's go. Let's get our draft on at the DraftKings Sportsbook. How awesome is that? GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. It's going to, I mean, Houston did it last year, said it was awesome. You can do it too. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles. See all the draft packages that they've got, beer, wings, pizza, food, credits, and more. GoldenNugget.com/Lake Charles.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.